And he just, he didn't buy that, and first thing you know is, you know, it depression hit, and he kept losing, and that's why, first thing you know, he didn't have anything. We had how many cows then, 8 or 10 head of cows, and mules, and wagons, and teams, and cars. Of course, his car was an old T model, and that's what I learned to drive. Like, he left it there at home, got a whole radiator, and he left it there at home. He had the radiator off of it, and I crank it up while he's gone and learn to drive that thing without any radiator on it.
But say if you have a lot of peach trees,
had an orchard, y'all have them down there. I used to when I was through there. It was peach trees all across Georgia where I'm at. Yeah. Boy, I couldn't hardly believe my eyes. Just see hundreds and hundreds of acres of them. I mean, and I couldn't hardly believe that. And I went down there. I'd always hear that Georgia was a peach country, you see. Mm-hmm. But when I got down there and see them trees like that and them peaches, boy, just hundreds and hundreds of acres of them.
Georgia peach.
See, they won't live that way here. They've tried them and tried them, but they, about 3 or 4 years, and that's all of them. They're gone. See, they don't live over 3 or 4 years.
And why is that? It's
the weather, and I think it's something about the land. It don't have the what it takes to grow them in it. They don't know just what, but there's something about it.
Worms and everything at least.
And they're awful bad to get worms, and see, everything gets them here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a thing that works on the trunk of it. They call them a bore.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into that peach tree and drill in there, you see, and then they go to something about, they got some kind of a insect that works on the root of them, mm-hmm. and it kills them, and they just, but there's something about the land that ain't got it there. If it did, then it'd be like it is in Georgia. They wouldn't do that, you see. Something, mm-hmm. it likes cause them things to get in there that way. Mm-hmm. Just like a, in other words, it's just like a underfed person. If you go around underfed and weak all the time, then first thing you know, some kind of germ's gonna come along and it'll get you. It'll get you. See, because you ain't got no resistance to throw it off, to stop it, and it's gonna get you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason that underfed children is sickly and has all kinds of diseases because they ain't got no constitution to throw that off, you see, to stop this stuff. And that's me doing the talking about that, but I think that's what's wrong with their fruit trees, because I've seen them try and try and try. In other words, there's a guy up above here about 10 or 12 miles, lives up on that prairie up yonder,
mm-hmm.
This side of Brookston, and he put out over 100 acres of them things, see, maybe 200 acres of them. Well, they done all right for 2 or 3 years. First thing, now they're all gone. He ain't got any of them left up there. That hits them, and they just...
Talk about kinds of animals. The kind of animal that barks would be a...
Well, now that could be a lot of things. A dog barks, but
mm-hmm.
The wolf bark, and the fox does too. And a coon does too. Because I've had them to bark at me, is the reason I know.
Squirrel does too.
And squirrels barks too.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of squirrels?
Yeah, they're gray squirrels. They're fox squirrels, and they're black squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And there's a cat squirrel.
Yeah, and they're what they call a cat squirrel, and he ain't but about that long when he's full grown. He's a little bitty guy.
4 inches long?
Just, he's a little bitty feller, he is. Now, talking about animals, now, there are differences in animals and varmints. Do you know what difference they are?
What's the difference?
Well, now, a varmint, he's a killer. See, like a lion or a panther or bobcat or all them is varmints.
Mm-hmm.
See, because they're killers. They kill other animals. In other words, and that makes them a varmint. See,
mm-hmm. and they're not. Would a rat be a varmint?
Huh?
Would a rat be a varmint?